We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome! Welcome, welcome, welcome. Marks and Reese on a Monday. Johnny Marks in the closet. Ike Reese back at the world headquarters of radio.com. Hello, Ike.
Holla at your boy!
Well, Ike, the world is never going to be the same because Tiger King has been watched by many over the weekend, including you.
Oh, yeah. My life will never be the same.
And Jack, I've seen three episodes. I was not able to watch the entire, but we will discuss it later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't what I was expecting. I'm not sure what I was expecting, Ike, but it's actually better than I expected, to be honest with you.
It was more than what I expected as well.
Very interesting. So we'll talk about that. But let's talk about the Eagles to start off the show. And, you know, wide receiver for the Eagles has been a pretty big topic of conversation, I'd say, over the last 2 weeks.
Hell, over the last 5 years.
Five years, 10 years, 20 years. Yes, especially here. Yeah, other than T.O. and D-Jax and maybe Jeremy Maclin for a while, we're talking about wide receivers, and never really more important than in today's game of 2020 when we're so pass happy. But so Peter King, in his Monday morning column that he does on Pro Football Talk, starts bringing up some names of teams that could be in the market or in the hunt for Rams wide receiver Brandon Cooks. Now, Brandon Cooks was signed to a contract 2 years ago by the Rams, making a lot of money with big guarantees on their end, and they pretty much paid everybody, and they traded draft picks to get people, and now they have no draft picks, and now they have no cap money. So they're going to end up trying to trade him for pennies on the dollar of a player that for being 26 years old, Ike, has been very productive in his short career. And Peter King mentioned the Eagles as one of the top teams that will be or should be in the hunt, or at least, at the very least, a possible landing spot for Brandon Cooks. And I was, you've been a Cooks fan. I've heard you talk about Cooks since he came into the league. So I'm assuming that this would be someone that you would want the Eagles to take a run at.
Couple years ago, I was all on board with it. You know, before he was traded to New England, I was all on board with it. He was 23 years old at that time with New Orleans and coming off a pretty good year, his best year to date, to that point, I mean, where he was when New Orleans had him on the trading blocks because he wanted a new deal and they didn't want to give him one. And we were in desperate need of a wide receiver back then. We were in desperate need of a wide receiver back then. And I think that's when the Eagles eventually, I guess, signed Alshon Jeffery. And that was part of the reason why I was sour on the signing of Alshon Jeffery, is because I wanted Brandon Cooks and not an Alshon Jeffery. I digress. Point is, this team where they are right now, Howie has been working this plan masterfully. They set out to get younger. They set out to improve the defense. Even though I think their initial target was Byron Jones and they missed on him, and I think that's going to be a blessing in disguise, I think they got the best corner that switched teams this offseason in Darius Slay. So that worked out for them. They wanted to come away with a number one corner, somebody that they can match up against some of the game's best wide receivers while they also improve their pass rush up front. Yes, Javon Hargrave is not necessarily a pass rusher, but he is certainly a penetrating defensive tackle, and putting him next to Fletcher Cox is going to only make those other guys better, so the defensive line is better. I like where the defense is. I like where the defense is at right now. I think the defense is better now than it was at the end of the year. And believe it or not, I believe the offense is in a better position right now than they were at the end of the year. Now, walk with me here. At the end of the year, Deshaun was still injured. At the end of the year, Alshon was still injured. At the end of the year, Nelson Agholor was on this team, as well as some other receivers that were major contributing factors. At the end of the year, Zach Ertz was injured. They sit right now, most of those players will be back healthy at the beginning of the year with the exception of Alshon. You don't have Nelson anymore. You're only going to have Alshon for 8 games, and you're sitting in position to get one of the 4 or 5 best wide receivers in the deepest wide receiver draft class in some time. You're in a good position. You're not desperate. You're not desperate. This team is going to be in a better position. That to me, they are a better team right now than they were at the end of the year, and they're only getting better. The draft is only going to make them even better than they were.
Okay. I don't
We don't need a Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, I don't agree with any of that. And I don't want Brandon Cooks. The Eagles need Brandon Cooks. They do. It's not a 30-year-old guy. It's not a 31-year-old guy. It's not a guy that's like, all right, well, Emmanuel Sanders, where it's like, well, he's still productive, but he's on the other side of 30. No, you need Brandon Cooks. There's no other alternative other than the draft, which, you know what, draft a wide receiver anyway because you're going to need him down the road. DeSean Jackson maybe has one more year after 2020. Maybe. 2020 may be his last season. So now you have a replacement for DeSean Jackson. It's not costing you a lot. He is a young, productive receiver. It's a no-brainer. He had a down year in 2019. I understand that there's worries about concussions. He said 4 concussions, Ike, in 24 months. He had 2 last year. That's a major deal. But you're paying pennies on the dollar. And you're taking a little bit of a risk at not a very high salary in 2020 if you traded for him. You're giving up pennies on the dollar for a guy that for 4 straight years before 2019 on a down year for him and for the Rams, a down year for the Rams, period, Jared Goff was horrible, right? He had 4 straight years. His lowest yard total of those years was 1082. Just a hair under 1,100 was his lowest. In 2018, he had 1,204 yards. 4 straight years. This team hasn't seen a wide receiver the caliber of Brandon Cooks probably since the first time DeSean Jackson was around, right? And I'll tell you what, the 4 years that Brandon Cooks put together is better than, I believe, what DeSean Jackson's put together. He's 26 years old. He'll play 27 he turns 27 in September. It's a no-brainer, and they need him. And I'll be shocked if Howie Roseman doesn't take a run at him. They should. They need him in 2020. He fits the bill for what they're looking for. He's young, right? You can bring him in here, and you can still draft your young wide receivers. So you're telling me you're comfortable with DeSean if he stays healthy, with Arthega Whiteside, with a rookie, and with Greg Ward? I'm not. And this is everything here.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it. Arthega Whiteside in his second year. You know, they're going to improve the receiver position. They're going to improve the receiver position with whomever they draft in that first round, provided they draft the receiver in the first round. I'm just assuming they're going to draft a receiver in the first round.
Provided they take the right wide receiver in the first round.
Yes, that's what we're assuming. We're assuming that they're going to get one of these young guys, and that guy hopefully will be the answer on the outside. Why Alshon isn't here. That's exactly why I want Denzel Mims, because I want a big receiver over there. I want a red zone target to go along with Ertz and Goddard. I got my speed guy in DeSean Jackson. And my slot guys, Arthega Whiteside and Greg Ward can fight that out in the slot as far as I'm concerned. So I'll have my big receiver on the outside. I'll have a good slot receiver there. I got DeSean on the other side. I got 2 tight ends. Like, right now, the Eagles are sitting in a good position. Bringing in a guy like Brandon Cooks only clouds the situation, and you're giving up draft capital, which you've already given up picks, and you need to continue to add players to this team. You need those draft picks. You need to hit on those picks. Hell, if DeSean has the year that I expect him to have, I'd rather have him back in 2021. Like, Brandon Cooks is always going to be I mean, when you have that many concussions, man, those things are serious. And they seem to be occurring with more frequency. Like it doesn't even take kill shots for him to get knocked out of a game anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. The less contact, the easier it is to get get a concussion as you go through it. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not worried about the concussions. The concussions are – I'm worried about the player. Forget about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. You know, you're worried about the guy at 26 years old with the concussions. But – if he is going to play and he's been cleared, and everything that I've read is that he's fine, he's cleared, everything else, you're giving up a fraction of what it would cost to bring him in here, and you're not paying a lot of money on top of it. So if it doesn't work out, you can wipe your hands clean, he can leave, you're giving up whatever draft pick, not a high draft pick, to get him. And I just went to the Twitter page, and Jack Fritz, hello, good afternoon. We put the question up, do they need Brandon Cooks, or are they fine going forward with the draft to get a wide receiver? And I figured it was going to be more people saying they're fine with the draft because people are so brainwashed with the Eagles right now. But 76% are fine with going with the draft, as opposed to four years in a row, mm-hmm. a 26-year-old wide receiver that's already had four 1,000-yard seasons in a row. And you're giving up not a lot. The only thing you have to worry about is an $8 million salary for 2020, and that's it. And why? I don't understand why you wouldn't want him. I don't get it. Because you want to draft a wide receiver that I don't have confidence in Howie drafting, and you do, and everything's going to be fine?
Yep. That's pretty much it.
215-5599.
Sounds like a sound plan.
Yep, what is going on here,
that's
man?
That's pretty much it.
What is going on here? 76% don't want a former first-round pick. He's been traded for first-round picks. Mm-hmm. The Rams extended him to a huge contract. You're not paying that. You're not paying a huge contract for him. You're getting a look at him for money and whatever draft pick you have to give up. But people would rather have a player that you can't even touch, that's not even tangible right now because you don't know who it is. Here's what I want. Draft a wide receiver in the first round and trade a draft pick to get Brandon Cooks. And then you don't have to rely on a draft pick for Carson Wentz this year. Everybody's so worried about Carson Wentz, but no one wants to give him any weapons on offense to deal with. It's amazing.
Oh, I do. I definitely want to get him weapons. I want to get him weapons. I just think right now, listen, they've allowed the bigger name receivers, the more durable guys. And plus, for me, it's about the kind of receiver, right? That's why I wanted Perryman. He's another guy, 6'2", 200-plus pounds with good speed. I want the big guy on the outside. You know, DeSean Jackson is one of the few smaller receivers that I'm definitely okay with. Antonio Brown. I just prefer the bigger guys. They're more durable. You know, you can do more with them. To me, you know, you got to be so perfect to be one of those smaller receivers. And the quarterback has to be extra accurate when throwing you the ball. Big receivers leaves room for a little more error, right? A little more error. And that's what I need on that outside. And that's not available right now, so I need to get a big receiver in this draft. And if they're listening to this show enough, they would know who is the guy to take at 21.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they are listening, but only for the draft, not for what you're saying otherwise. I he can vote at Mark Cerise WIP on Twitter. We have 2,000 votes already on a question that went up a few minutes ago.
Man, 2,000?
If we get 9,000, oh, that's the Phillies. The Phillies have put out the votes. They take that into consideration. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need Brandon Cooks, or are you fine with the receivers they have heading into the draft? Man, do they need him, and he's right there, and you're buying low on a dynamic player. We'll start with that on the other side. We have a nice long block after this, where we can take some phone calls and start talking Eagles. It's Marks and Reese. It's a Friday. We're ready to go on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. It's Marks and Reese. It's a Friday. We're ready to go on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
I was wondering why Ike was laughing at me. It's a Monday. It's not a Friday.
I wish it was Friday.
Guess when you don't leave your house ever?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you had me for a second there. I mean, when you initially said it.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a second.
Monday. But that doesn't feel like a Monday. It just feels like I haven't worked for 2 days. You know what I mean? Like on the Mondays, it's like, it's a Monday. Every day, it's almost like Groundhog Day. Except 5 days, I go on the radio. The other two, I don't.
Yep.
But at least the last.
It's the only way we can tell the difference in the days.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Oh, it's true. All right. Let's get right to the phones here. As we said before, we have a nice, long commercial-free block to discuss right now. Peter King, now of NBC Sports, says that Brandon Cooks certainly on the radar, or should be on the radar, of the Eagles. The Rams are looking to get rid of him. The Rams are looking to dump the salary. They have no draft picks. They signed everybody. Now, like, remember when we were saying, how the hell are the Rams signing everybody to big contracts? Mm-hmm. Well, this is what happens when you don't win.
Yep.
you got to pay, and they're paying right now. So they're looking to unload Cooks, who had a down year last year, but the 4 years before that was one of the top, you know, not top five receivers in the league, but certainly one of the top 10 type receivers in the league,
mm-hmm.
and would instantly be the second best receiver or the best receiver on the team with DeSean Jackson at only 26 years old. 215-592-9494. Jack, where do you weigh in on this? I can't believe that, it's one thing if you're giving up a first-round pick and you have to sign, like DeAndre Hopkins, for instance. DeAndre Hopkins, you would have given up maybe a second-round pick, but then he wants a new contract. So now you're tearing up an existing contract that has 3 years on it, mm-hmm. and you're giving him a new contract making $18 to $20 million a year. That, I could see where people would say that doesn't make sense, even though he's a great wide receiver, right? But there's very little risk here, other than people are banking too much on a rookie wide receiver that you can draft anyway. That's the thing. Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, listen, this is from Sheil Kapadia this morning. There's 39 receivers drafted in the first or second round since 2015. 39 in the first or second round. And only three of them have surpassed 1,000 yards receiving. Now, the Eagles obviously didn't need that last year, but it'd be nice to have. Mm-hmm. So, putting all the eggs into that basket feels like a mistake, especially when it seems like Justin Jefferson's going to be the pick, and Justin Jefferson would not change anything with this team. He's another just fine player, a Jordan Matthews-esque player. Whereas Brandon Cooks, you have the security blanket of a 1,000-yard receiver, and then you can also draft another guy on top of that. I just think it's a no-brainer to go get Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, he's not getting 1,000 yards in this offense.
Okay.
It's not allowed.
Well, I'm just saying, you got two other tight ends, you got another receiver there, you got another receiver. We throw the ball to the backs. He's not gonna get 1,000 yards in this offense.
Yeah,
I just don't think he'll get it. And I'm not expecting a rookie wide receiver to come out and lead me in receiving this year. I don't expect that to happen either. I expect him to contribute. I expect him to contribute, but he doesn't have to be the leading receiver.
Mm, you hope. You hope he can. I hope he contributes too. But I look at this offense as currently constituted, and I look at the offense if you add Cooks, and defensive coordinators now looking and saying, if Deshaun's healthy and playing, you have Deshaun, you have Cooks, you have two tight ends, you have Miles Sanders, you have a rookie if he contributes, you have Greg. I mean, that offense is a lot better, and you're giving Carson some security in case something happens to DeSean Jackson. The last thing that I want, the last thing that the Eagles can afford to happen is what happened last year. You had the worst wide receivers in the league, and there's no urgency from the team, and then the fan base is eating it right up. The fan base is saying, yup, let's go. It's a great plan. And you know what will happen? The minute these wide receivers suck, people will go nuts. All right, so just remember, this is the plan that you wanted out there. This is what you wanted, Ike.
What's going to happen when Cooks gets injured?
Well, I mean, that's part of the risk.
Yeah, people are going to go nuts.
Okay, but all you're doing is you're adding, and you're still doing what you're going to do before. You're just adding another veteran. 215-592-9494.
I just don't see it. I just don't see where he would fit in. I mean, it would basically be redundant. He is DeSean Jackson light.
All right. Let's get to Jack. Why do I have a board that's against me every day? I feel like that I am
just another day.
No, yeah, I know, but I have the reasonable opinion,
right, especially on a Friday.
Exactly.
Shut up. Let's go to Eric. Eric in San Diego, listening on the radio.com app. Eric, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Fantastic.
Hey, before I make my Eagles point, I just want to say I've listened to you guys for years. Find myself listening to you basically around the clock now with this quarantine these last few weeks.
Yeah.
And you guys are great at what you do. You guys got a great rapport. And I know I'm speaking for probably everybody when I say you're really giving all of us sports junkies that don't have any live sports to watch, you're giving us our fix. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for the
thanks
for saying
for
that.
In.
Eric.
And
yeah,
whoever came up with the get rid of that guy segment, that is just pure gold. I
get rid of that guy.
I die laughing every time I hear that.
Was that me,
hilarious.
Jack? I wasn't even
Jack's great, too. Is that Jack that came up with that?
Yeah, it was actually my idea, and you know, people were kind of like, are we sure we want to do that? But anyway, yeah, thank you, Eric. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's great. No, it's great. So on to the Eagles. So I kind of expected them to get a guy like Perryman or DeMarcus Robinson or somebody like that, just as sort of like an insurance policy because of the whole, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen with Alshon. But now that they've kind of addressed the defense primarily through free agency, I really think their plan is to load up heavy on offense in the draft. I would expect Ike mentioned last week, he thinks, you know, and I totally agree with this, they probably have a list of about 10 receivers that they like. And I think they're going to go after two of those guys. I think they want to draft two receivers maybe in the first three rounds. Mm-hmm. One of those guys being a somebody that can be your primary return man, kind of like KC had last year with the Mecole Hardman guy. Mm. They got him round two. Guy ends up being first-team all-pro return man. So this draft's got a lot of speedsters like that. There's that Jalen Reagor guy. You might be able to get him in, like, round two.
Oh, yeah, people love him now.
Everybody's well, he was Jalen Reagor.
Yep.
He's just, I could see him being the guy they target to be the return man.
Yes.
Because I'm with you, Ike. I like CeeDee Lamb the best if they try to move up in the first round. And then Ruggs would be my second favorite. I actually think Ruggs is going to go super high. There's a highlight film of him out there from his high school basketball where he's dunking in game. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. So I think somebody's going to see that tape.
Eric, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, right? So who are your wide receivers this year, and what do you expect from them? You have DeSean Jackson, you have Greg Ward, you have Arthega Whiteside, and you have a rookie. What do you expect from everybody but DeSean?
No, I'm not saying I necessarily this would have been my plan. That's just what I think they're going to do. I think they could even go after a running back in, like, the mid-rounds. But, okay, to answer your question, Hallie keeps mentioning Alshon, so I think you're going to see that guy play this year. You know, I think they're crossing their fingers with DeSean, obviously. Greg Ward, I like. JJ, I think they're holding out hope for. Mm-hmm. And then I think they're going to draft two receivers because Brandon Cooks, you know, I liked him a few years ago. He's one concussion away from retirement, unfortunately.
And you know what the Eagles are, Eric? They're one wide receiver injury away from having the worst wide receivers in the league with Carson Wentz as your quarterback. That's what you are, because that's what you were last year. That's what you were last year. And that's what you are, and that's a huge mistake. It's a huge mistake.
I don't think it would be that. I think JJ in his second year can't be worse than he was in his first year.
Why?
Yeah, because it's almost impossible to be worse than he was last year. So it's more likely that he'll be better than he was last year than to be as bad or worse than he was last year. So we're just going that hypothetical. Like, he's a second-round pick. Most people had him ranked in that area as a player. We'll see if his talents rise to the top this year. I mean, it's all we can do. They're not going to cut him. So he's a second-round pick. I mean, he's going to play, so I have to hope that he's going to be better. I'm just not relying on guys like Robert Davis and Deontay Barnett, you know, guys like that, you know, Shelton Gibson. I'm not relying on those guys. You know, Greg Ward is my fourth receiver. I'm perfectly fine with that. If he has to be pressed into action as a slot guy, we saw him be able to do that last year. I got the best tandem of tight ends in the game. They're just like receivers. They're great red zone threats. Dallas Goedert should be even better this year, possibly pushing Ertz as the best tight end on the team. Like, there's not another team in this league that can boast those type of weapons at the tight end position. Okay, I got that going for me. DeSean Jackson, okay, we're just assuming he's going to miss the entire season. He had never missed that amount of games in his career. So even if he gets dinged up for, let's say, three games, possibly four, I'm still getting 12 games out of him. That's going to be way better than it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take 12 games of DeSean Jackson right now. If you told me right now, sign up for 12 games, he'll be healthy at the end of the year, but he's going to miss four at some point during the season, I'd say give it to me. I'll take it right now.
Mm-hmm.
12 games being played.
Yeah, I mean, do I think he's going to miss the season again? No, I don't think that. Do I think he's going to miss three or four? Yeah, I think that's fair based on his track record going forward.
I don't think he's ever missed more than two or three games prior to last year.
Yeah, I mean, without Googling his stats real fast, I think he's like a 13, 14-game guy most seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about those four games that he doesn't play?
Well, right. Then we focus the offense somewhere else. I mean, just like when anybody else goes down for a game or two. And now the other guys have to become part of the equation.
But why wouldn't you want him? And this is really a question for the people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want Cooks with what he, you're not giving up a ton to get him. It's a low risk because he doesn't have to be here long term. Essentially, you're adding him to the team. He's taking up salary this year. You're taking away a draft pick, but you're adding him to the team to make your offense better as another weapon for your quarterback, as really an insurance policy against if Deshaun isn't healthy. I mean, are we really throwing in the towel for it? I mean, that's what it seems like to me. We're just throwing the towel in for 2020. It's all about developing guys that aren't even on the team yet, or your second-round draft pick from last year.
That's sort of what this year is, and I'm okay with it. I mean, Sidney Jones has to develop this year. Derek Barnett has to develop into something this year. Dillard has to develop this year. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, in his second year, this is essentially his rookie season this year. He's going to have to step up and play this year. Yeah, they basically have to allow this season to be a year where, listen, these guys that they drafted with these first and second round picks, they need to get on the field and show what you can do and show what they can do. You can't keep signing guys in fear of those other guys not stepping to the forefront. And then you can't throw money at the issues all the time. We've missed out on those other players. We made it to this point. It's a pretty good game plan that they have. Now just finish it off by drafting the right guys. And I'm good with the team. I'm good with the team. I mean, because quite frankly, the NFC East is ours. I mean, we're going to win the NFC East. So I'm good with that.
Maybe.
The Cowboys, give me a break. The Cowboys, with a talented roster, they can only go 8-8. You know, with a completely healthy roster, they only win 8-8. So as long as we have the division as a possibility, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with this team being a young team that wins the division and gets in the playoffs and hosts the playoff game for this year. I'm okay with that for this year. We don't need to make any more desperate moves. And adding Brandon Cooks would be a desperation move. And they don't need to do that right now.
Desperation move?
Yeah.
It'd be a smart move. Jack, do we have breaking guest news on the Marks and Reese show?
We do.
I think we might. What do we have?
Peter King's going to join the program, the guy who came out with the Brandon Cooks.
Oh,
there.
Peter King at 4 Peter o'clock. King. Nice. Good
there
get.
You go.
All right, so Peter King, well, fine. See, because you never know when guys like Peter King come out. They don't do a lot of reports like Adam Schefter. They kind of just chit-chat about stuff. And a lot of times the chit-chatting
is – they make informed opinions.
Informed opinions. Mm-hmm. Right, so they're getting some information. They're not going to use it as a report. So they're going to say like, well, Brandon Cooks makes a lot of sense in Philadelphia because that's what maybe the agent told him. That's maybe
a pretty
what
good Peter King you got.
Everybody wants to come to Philly. Yannick, everybody.
Of course.
Jalen Ramsey wanted to come. Everybody wants to come.
They just know we love to eat up all the rumors, right?
Exactly. They know this is a rabid fan base that you throw our name into something, we're jumping all over.
Although if they're listening to Ike, everything's fine. And, you know, the suit, we don't have to win next year. You're changing the tune around here, Ike.
No, I'm just reading the tea leaves, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I call BS on anybody being okay with it once the season starts and guys aren't producing. I'm just telling you, it's a big risk. It's a big risk. You go in this season. I hope that Arcega-Whiteside gets better this year. I can't rely on that. I'm not using the hypothetical that he's going to. I mean,
We got to find out.
Well, okay. You know how you find out? You give him a chance in training camp, and you give him limited reps during games. And what if he does what he did last year, which is like, wow, we can't even put him on the field. He's that bad.
Here's what they have to do. They have to start off by giving this kid the opportunity to be the starter out there. That's what you do. You took him in the second round, show that you have confidence in him, put him out there. Alshon's not healthy, so you don't have an excuse to have him playing behind somebody, depending on what type of receiver they get in the draft. Because they may decide Arcega-Whiteside is an outside guy and decide to go with a quick guy in the draft, a slot guy. I wouldn't do that, but I don't know what the Eagles are thinking. I would put Arcega in the slot. That's where I would put him. Let him and Greg Ward battle it out for the slot position. If he can't beat out Greg Ward, then he's not an NFL player.
All right, let's go to Cisco in Bluebell. Do the Eagles need Brandon Cooks, or are they fine going forward with the draft to get a wide receiver? Let's go to Cisco right now. Cisco, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are staying healthy.
Thank you, Cisco. You too.
Yes, sir.
And we don't need Brandon Cooks, no. He had too many concussions. That's one of his downfalls right now. Too many concussions. He's never on the field that much. Okay? So you don't want to spend any draft picks on Brandon Cooks. To be truthful, I think the Eagles can go into the draft. And to me, it's not a top three receiving core that's up there in the draft. It's a top four. You know what the top three, you know who the top three are. The other one is Jefferson. He's one of that top four. I think he's three and a half. Okay. I think he's that good.
I like Mims better.
I tell you, I'm telling you. Now, people have been calling up about Rieger. Now, this is what I've done this year, like I do a lot of years. Mm-hmm. I study what the Eagles need, and I look at all those positions that they need, like wide receiver this year. Mm-hmm. I've been studying them, and I watched the college games this year. And Rieger is not a first-round pick. He's a second or third-round pick. Mm. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, the top four, I already told you who they were.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mims. I like Hamler. You may can get Hamler in the second or third round. That's where I'm going. If you want to get,
what do you expect from the Cisco? What do you expect from the Eagles in 2020? Like, what are your expectations of the team?
Truthful, I'm going with what Howie told us. He's going on a 2 or 3 year program here. I'm not looking for a championship this year. I'm not.
So you're cool. You're cool with taking a step back and
young players. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to be in it for the long haul. I'm not in it for 1 year.
Okay. Thanks, Cisco. Appreciate it.
There you go.
I think you can be in it for the long haul, but yet realize that every year is an opportunity in the NFL to win something, especially when you have a 27-year-old quarterback that may not have enough weapons. And Brandon Cooks, he's actually the perfect player because you're buying low. Like Cisco said, oh, well, he wasn't on the field enough. Yeah, last year. He was on the field plenty, the 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015. He was on the field plenty those years. So is it more of a risk coming off of 2019 for him? Sure, but you're also getting him with that risk involved in the deal, which is you're not giving up a first-round draft pick or a lot for a guy that you that recently was traded for a first-round draft pick. And it's perfect for the team. Bruce in D.C. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Mark Cerise, how's it going? Good,
what's
great
up?
Discussion, guys.
What's up, Bruce?
Yeah, good conversation. I'm kind of on the fence about this whole thing with Brandon Cooks, because to your point, my concern is his concussions. I'm really concerned about that and how he's going to be able to contribute to the team. On the other hand, if we could get him for, let's say, one of the lower fourth-round draft picks, why not? You know, I'm okay with that because, to Ike's point, you know, is that we need to use our top picks to rebuild our team. I mean, it's just that plain and simple. I don't see the value of getting him beyond that. And to Ike's point again, I'm probably more optimistic about what the Eagles are going to be able to do with Arcega Whiteside, simply because of the fact that we didn't have a good OC last year. Mm-hmm. They didn't really take time out to develop him, and I'm more optimistic in Morning Wag because Morning Wag is adept at developing players and coming up with creative plays to make the offense work. I think that's one of the X factors that nobody's really talking about. Because, again, as far as this 3-year plan, I think that based on what the Eagles have done on defense, we are one, maybe two, maybe three players away from being a championship team, I think, next year if we stay injury-free.
So they're one – so hold on, Bruce. So you say they're one, two, or three players away from being a championship team, but yet you don't want to go out and get maybe one of those players?
Well, that's what I'm saying, and that's to your point. You know, it's like – I'm okay with getting him as long as we a lower end draft pick, but we cannot use any higher draft picks to get him. I think if they're asking for more for a guy that had two concussions last year, it's just too much of a risk. I mean, we've got not only just receivers, but we need to pick up an old lineman. We need to look at a running back, you know, or possibly a linebacker. But we need to We still have other holes other than a wide receiver that we need.
No,
to
agreed, Bruce agreed. Yeah. You're right. But here's what I know, that you're going to have draft picks. Some are going to pan out. Some obviously aren't, right? Mm-hmm. And I would be very comfortable with trading a mid-round draft pick for Brandon Cooks. It's worth it.
I might have to go O-line with that second pick.
The second round pick?
Yes.
Mm. See, I would still take two wide receivers. I don't care. Like, get Brandon Cooks and two wide receivers. All right? load them up. Load them up, Ikey. So Eddie Anastasia asked this on Twitter.
You want to add three more wide receivers?
Why not? Yes. He says, Eddie asked this. He said, here's the question you should be asking. He says that don't ask if the Eagles need him. Ask if signing him will make the offense better today. And what I say to that is I think everybody would agree the offense is better, right? Like, the offense would be better with Brandon Cooks than without Brandon Cooks, right? It's just, I think what you're saying is that you would rather stay young at the position, develop the players, and instead of bringing somebody in that you're going to have to pay, A, and then B, he's going to be commanding a lot of snaps.
Yeah, and here's another reason why I wouldn't do it. You're going to have to give up a third-round pick, possibly a fourth-round pick, and then you have to keep him because you're going to have to pick up his option, right? And if you want to get the value out of the pick, and in 2021, 2022, and 2023, he's making $12, $13, and $14 million.
Right.
He's making more money. So the way you balance this salary cap is they need to get cheaper at the wide receiver position. They're going to get an opportunity in 2021 to basically have all young guys on rookie deals as their wide receivers. Arthega Whiteside will be in his third year. The rookie they draft this year will be in his second year. Greg Ward will be in his third year of being here. And if they draft two rookies this offseason, those rookies will be in their second year next season. In 2021, you're going to have the ability to get rid of Alshon and DeSean Jackson and free up some cap space. Brandon Cooks, you're going to have to keep him, right? Just doing it. If you're only going to do it for 1 year, I don't need to do it for 1 year. So you're gonna want to keep him, and then the cap hit becomes greater in 21, 22,
in all,
and 23.
In all likelihood, he is he would be after, like, let's say he came for 2020 because there's an out in the deal where you can move on without any cap ramifications. So you would in all likelihood then redo the deal, and you'd have to give him a new deal where you're not having cap hits that are that big. But to your point, you're gonna have to pay him going forward. And if he can produce like he did in 15 through 18, then I don't mind paying him in a smart contract, right? If he has more injury issues and he doesn't prove to really be a good fit or he's not productive, then you move on and you deal with the draft pick. They traded a real third-round draft pick for Golden Tate for half of a season.
They did.
Right? Because they were going for it. Mm-hmm. But because this year people are saying they're not going for it, first of all, there's a difference between not going for it, which is putting every chip that you have in to try to win a Super Bowl, and also realizing that there's enough talent on this team, and they've added enough on this team to where the roster is better on defense, and if your offense can catch fire like we saw it do a couple years ago, you could be a Super Bowl team. Like, what if you go in the next year and you're like, you know what, we're a damn wide receiver away from being an elite offense this year, right? Because that's where you could be. You could be a wide receiver away from having a wide receiver on your team too, which is an even bigger issue for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really want Carson Wentz with DeSean? So DeSean, Bruce brought up Arthega Whiteside. Are we really doing that?
Yes.
Are we really counting on Arthega Whiteside as being something in this offense? Really?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Another huge mistake.
No, I don't think so. Rookie years is tough. Is difficult for some rookies. I'm gonna give him his rookie season. And the fact that they weren't able to necessarily get him locked in and Carson be his guy. You got Nelson and Alshon in and out of the lineup. You know, the coaches didn't show the same faith in him that they showed in Miles Sanders when he fumbled the ball early in the season. When Arthega dropped that ball against Detroit, I didn't see Arthega until November. He basically got buried on the bench. Thanks, Mike Groh. Nice job you did this year. Who else was who was his coach? Press Taylor? I can't even remember.
Carson Walsh.
That's right. Yeah, him. Yeah, thanks. Good job.
He was the one that's saying that Mack Hollins is actually playing well.
Yes, they were playing Mack Hollins ahead of J.J. Arthega-Whiteside.
And that should tell you something.
It tells me that these coaches don't know what the hell they were doing. That's what it tells me.
That's how bad he was last year, and that's how unprepared he was to go into a game.
Now, see, here's why I don't believe that. because when they were forced to put him back in there after Mac Hollins didn't catch a ball for 8 weeks and was just out there.
Remember that.
Arthego Whiteside,
he ran the routes, the correct routes.
Like. Arthego Whiteside actually made some nice catches late in the year when he got the opportunity.
I will say this about Arthego Whiteside.
I'm not telling you that he showed
you a little bit.
When they gave him the opportunity, he's going to be forced to get the opportunity. If you want me to tell you why I'm more confident this year, we got a different set of offensive coaches, more experience. The offense is going to be different, and he's in his second year. He's in his second year, and Alshon is injured. So, in other words, they have no choice but to give him the opportunities early.
Or they could have signed a veteran. Or get a veteran. That's the other choice.
Well, yeah, but then he wouldn't have the opportunity to get better is what I'm saying.
You want him to get the reps.
Yeah, I'm saying these are the reasons why I believe he's going to be better this year. I just think your second year in the league, everything slows down for you. Now, it sucks that these guys aren't working out together all season. That stinks.
It'd be nice to have passing camps and everything else and OTAs.
They could do that on their own, though.
Well, I mean, as long as they're 6 feet apart, which they could be.
Well, I mean,
quarterback and wide receiver.
Yeah, you had a quarterback, a couple wide receivers. They're just running routes, and he's throwing the ball. How different is that?
It could work. Let's go to Dan in Delaware. Dan, how are you?
Hey, guys. I got to go with Ike on this one. If you get the upside for Cooks, it's a great guess. But you run the real risk of, at some point in the season, having all three of your number one – essentially number one receivers on the bench injured, and you're spending $35 million next year, and that's the reason I say not to go for it.
Yeah, but what do you want? But Dan, why are you worried about the money? They have the cap room for it. It's not a huge amount of money.
It's not so much the money. It's the return. Like I said, if you wind up having that much money tied up sitting on the bench because they're all injured. Everybody, and myself included, well, why did you get into that kind of a mess? Now you have contracts you can't deal with like Alshon.
But it's not a long-term contract that you can't deal with. You can essentially just walk away after 2020. So it's not a long-term contract. Yeah. That's the point, it's a short-term contract where you're giving up a draft pick and you're getting a player that more or less is here for a year or longer if you want him to be. Are they a better offense with Brandon Cooks or without Brandon Cooks, Dan?
Like you said, if you get the upside, but those concussions scare me.
They're a better offense the day he walks in the door. Forget about the upside. They're better with Brandon Cooks than without. Like Ike is saying, he would rather have the younger receivers develop.
I would too. I'd rather spend a couple early draft picks, go number one and two on receivers, and hopefully you can develop them this time. And you have more bang for the buck in the long term.
So you're good with 9 wins this year, Dan?
No, obviously not.
What do you mean no? Well, isn't that what you're more or less saying? You want to develop players this year. So if they win nine games, you can't blame the team. This is the plan.
No, I'm not saying that I want 9 wins, and I'm not saying that would be acceptable. But we could very well wind up with 9 wins if we get Cooks also.
Yeah, you could. But no, I'm asking you what's your expectation for the year? Is it win some games and develop some players? We know we're not winning the Super Bowl, or make the best team that you can.
Make the best team that we can, but also make
you're not
the best
doing that.
Team we can, but without selling our soul to the devil. That's my concern is you pick him up and you wind up with just another injury prone receiver
or Dan, appreciate it. Good call. Or he gets 1,200 yards. And Ike says that's unlikely in this offense because there's so many receivers. And he gets 900 yards. And he gets 7 touchdowns. And they have a dual deep threat of Deshaun and Brandon Cooks. Mm-hmm. And they have the younger guys that are coming in and making contributions and saying, like, you know what? We don't need to sign this guy long term because the young guys we drafted, they're pretty damn good.
You know what will worry me? As a team like the Rams who actually need Brandon Cooks. I mean, Cooper Kupp and my guy
Robert Woods,
who I love in fantasy football. Last
Me
two
too.
Years,
He's
last
good.
2 years. You still need a Brandon Cooks out there. They don't have anybody to stretch the field.
Well, I mean the reason they're moving on is because of the money, right? If they move on now, then they're not tied to to the large cap hits that are down the road. So they figure they can move on this year. They're not going to have him pass this year, and then it doesn't hit their cap at all.
Let me ask you, if he was healthy, would they be moving on from him?
Not for the price that they'll end up getting, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line, is that they're going to end up getting pennies on the dollar than what they gave up and what they could have given up if he was healthy and productive. Last year means something. And now you look at his contract, and it's like, all right, no, teams are a little bit scared off by the concussion stuff. They should be. But that's why you're not giving up a premium pick. Peter King's going to talk about it coming up at 4 o'clock with Marks and Reese. We'll get into that. Listen, it makes a lot of sense. I'm thinking it's an informed opinion by Peter King. It doesn't mean that it came from the GM. Because Howie Roseman hasn't given me any reason to believe, Ike, that they're on the market for a wide receiver. Via free agency or now via draft.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Or a trade.
They certainly aren't aggressive with it. Yeah, I guess if somebody fell in their lap, they'd be okay with it. But it doesn't appear that they are. It appears that they have waited long enough and they are this close to the draft that they're going to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going in the draft first. And if we don't get who we want or we miss out on guys, then maybe this is something I can revisit. Maybe the second day of the draft, the third day of the draft, or even after the draft. But as of right now, it seems like they're going to wait on the draft, and they should wait on the draft. And by the way, man, it seems like my boy just rise up every week. I mean, they got Denzel Mims, the top 15 pick.
Crazy. Yeah.
Holy cow.
When it's all said and done, he's going to be the second or third wide receiver taken.
Can't create any separation. What do these people want? I can't – like, you just laid out that whole scenario, and I just can't believe that they just paid a 29-year-old cornerback that money. They have Fletcher Cox, who's almost 30 now. They have Zach Ertz, who's entering his 30, and Carson's 27. Like, it just – it's crazy.
An offensive line that is, for the most part, guys that are in their primes and entering their late primes, right?
Yeah, and you can also look at that as – I mean, listen, with Darius Slay – they wanted other corners, and they had to go get him once they missed out on the other
corner was 31. It's another
older
corner.
Yeah.
Right. So your point, Jack, which is this core isn't a young core.
Right.
You still have an older team in the league. Now you're getting a little bit younger.
But you're younger on offense. That's where you are young.
Skill guys.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Well, I mean, with the exception of Alshon and D-Jack, and even Alshon is what, 29? Just looks 39.
But Kelsey's getting up there.
Yeah,
Lane's getting up there.
Lane Johnson's not young. Brandon Cooks isn't young. Say Amalu's young.
Yeah,
and Andre Dillard's really young. Maybe too
Which is why I believe they're going to draft another O lineman early.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. I guess I need to stop being blown away by the new Eagle fan in 2020.
Yeah, like, I just look at it like this is a better team right now, and it's going to get even better. It just is. It's a better team than they were at the end of the year. That 9-7 wreckage that was there at the end of the year is now done. They limped to the finish line. They won a division. Great. That was pretty much off the back of the quarterback. And now going forward, I think they're better on defense, and they're going to get better on offense. Got to get a running back in here, too, somewhere.
Mm. Well, maybe Shady. That's another thing that's out there.
I thought you would use it.
I'm sure we'll talk about that at some point. But coming up, we're going to open up a new – what's the new game that we're playing here, Jack? Say Yes to the Trade.
Yes to the draft.
Yeah,
I'm sure you guys watch that all the time.
I know. I've been on the record as saying when I was leading up to my wedding, I watched it frequently. In fact, I DVR'd it, and I would watch it alone, even if my wife wasn't home to watch it.
You would watch Say Yes to the Dress alone?
Yes. Yeah.
Like why?
If she was out or working or something, so I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have no idea what y'all talking about.
They have the guy Monty, who's the Atlanta one. I don't know, but I liked him. I watched Yes to the Dress. Yes. Absolutely. Mm. It was your idea to do the game based on Say Yes to the Dress.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard of the show. I didn't know I was talking to a devout watcher.
I haven't watched it since we got married, which is a number of years. But, yes, Say Yes to the Dress I watched. And Say Yes to the Trade is coming up. And, Ike, we're going to give people a chance for some Ike juice.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Yes to the Trade. For your chance to win some Mike juice is coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. And Peter King started this whole Brandon Cooks thing. He's coming up at 4 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.